Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Raise Your Vibe and Heal Live. It has been a hot minute, and I am so grateful that each and every one of you are here today. And I also want to give a big shout out to my partner in crime, Laura, my daughter. Thank you so much for running everything in the background for me. I appreciate it. I want to say hello to people who have already shown up. Hello, Donna, Isabel, Keith. I think I have everybody so far. If you would like to say hello in the chat box, I see there's a few more people that have joined us live. Please feel free to do so, and I will try to get to those or try to pay attention to those. All right, guys, it has been 10 months. The last time Laura and I went live, it was August of 2023. And I promised I would give just a little explanation about what has been going on. So, as of January, I am now divorced from a 28-year marriage, and I also moved from the Midwest to the Southeast. So y'all, I'm now living in North Carolina. And here's the thing, when we go through some major life changes and transitions and things like that, it's really important to take care of our energy. And in order for me to be present for you, in order for me to be present for spirit, I really had to take some time for myself to heal and to work through and process. And that is still an everyday challenge. And I'm sure all of us have had those types of big moments where we've had, you know, where it's a job change or it's a relationship change or it's a big move like 1,200 miles away. Where we just need to regroup. We regroup and we say, okay, what's next? So that is the reason why tonight our inspiration for the topic is let's talk about angels. Love angels. I know that they're real. I don't know what your belief system is, but I assume that if you're here watching and following my social media, that you're at least curious about it or you are into angels. I know for a fact, for me personally, angels are real. I know for a fact that we are receiving signs all the time. And it's important that we recognize angels for their presence in our lives. So I hope you can stay tuned till the end of this program, because at the end, I'm going to pull a card for the collective and let's see what kind of channeled healing get. Maybe the angel realm will step forward because we are speaking about them tonight. All right. So this morning I went on a walk. As most of you know, I like to share those things on social media on occasion. And I heard in my head, angel signs are everywhere if we just pay attention. And the next moment I looked down and I shared this picture on Instagram this morning. There was a picture of this. There's a beautiful feather that was on the ground right after I heard that. So again, angel signs are everywhere if we just pay attention. Thank you, Laura, for showing that. So why is that important? Why is it important that we are paying attention to our angel signs? I would love to hear in the comments if you have had any angel signs or how you receive angel signs so we can share those. Hi, Jesse. Hi, Jess Jules. I think I said hello, Danny. Good to see you. Have any of you noticed in the last couple weeks in particular feeling some loneliness, even if you are surrounded by family and friends? Just, I would love to know if anybody else has been feeling kind of a weird sort of a loneliness period, especially these last couple of weeks. I'm just going to look and watch. So I was talking with a couple of friends of mine who are in this line of work, psychic mediums, healers, and they've been noticing that same energy, even though they have family and friends around them. And what we've come to decide or come to determine is that there is it's almost like a desert period that's going on for many of us that are really working on the ascension, working at raising our vibrational frequency. And it's a little bit of a desert period. And if you're not going through this, that doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong. I just want to bring up this, that there is some funky energy that's kind of going on right now. So then you throw in some solar flares and you throw in some astrological events, and it's quite a mix. So what can we do through this? Well, first of all, connecting with our angels, our guides, and our loved ones, they're there to help support us. And overall, as we process through these lower vibrational frequencies that might feel, you know, lonely, or we're feeling fearful, or we're feeling, you know, we might be processing through some old lower vibrational frequencies. As we process through those, that's going to help us raise our overall vibrational frequency. So How can our angels help? Well, angels have been with us from the very beginning. From what I understand, I'm not an expert, but angels, from the very first time we appear to incarnate, with all of our lifetimes, we have a core group that are with us with every single incarnation. And we know that we have some archangels who have some special jobs, two of which that I like to particularly work with are Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael. Now, if you're going through this desert period time, if you're going through a situation where you just, you know, you're feeling a little bit of a funk, which I have been noticing and feeling for myself here the last couple weeks, Archangel Michael is a great one to call in and ask for help. In fact, my ear's starting to ring now as we talk about these angels. And Archangel Michael is really a great one to ask for help when you need help with cutting cords, removing obstacles, to help you have clarity, help you release negativity. He's really good at helping with that type of stuff. And he's also great. I had an experience once, this was probably about 3 years ago, when my son had moved into a new place. He called me and he's like, "Mom, there's some activity going on in my bedroom, in my house." And his roommates were even starting to notice. And his roommates aren't into this land. They didn't grow up with it the way Luke did. And they were even starting to see things that was starting to, you know, freak them out a little bit. So one afternoon when there weren't any roommates there, I walked in and I could feel where that energy was. It was like a portal of energy that I was picking up on. And I was playing with my divine rods just to see, you know, what was going to, and it took me exactly to the spot where I was sensing the energy was. Called in Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael to help close down that portal, and no activity since then. So that's another opportunity, is calling in angels and archangels if you're suspecting. And this felt like it was a super highway of energies, or those in spirit that were just kind of coming and going. I didn't get the feeling it was like a ghost type of situation. It felt like it was just like a portal, like a super highway, just an opening that really an opening in the, I'm kind of mincing over my words here a little bit, but you get the picture. So basically I can sense that they, you know, we shut that down, and I attribute the angels, but calling them in and asking, because here's the thing, just like our guides, just like our loved ones, just like the angels, we have free will. And unless we intentionally ask for assistance and ask for help, they're going to do what they can do, but they're not going to go against our free will. So when we ask for help, please help me have clarity. Please help me clear these obstacles. Please help me shut this portal down. We get the help. We get the assistance. So some of us believe that our guardian angels are loved ones, or there are guides. But honestly, personally, it's all source to me, and it doesn't, I don't think it really truly matters. But if you really feel like you resonate with a particular angel, or you really feel like it is this energy, go with it. Just understanding that you're connecting with the divine source of love and light. So I'm just going to look and see if anybody has had any signs. Hi, Leah. Good to see you. Laura. Keith says, "I have seen a lot of angels sing. And yes, I have been feeling different, but also been leveling up." Yes, I agree with that, Keith. There's a lot. Stacy, hi, Stacy. Just Jules is very funky energy, but still trying to stay open. That's good. Stacy also says, "I've been struggling the last few weeks, but seeing so many signs." Protection, reversing energy back to source. Yes. So yes, the energy has been kind of funky and weird. And that's where we call in for assistance. We call in our angels, our guides, and our loved ones for assistance and for support. And really just imagine also that ball of energy, gold and white light or two that I like to work with, of source. And just this, imagine your whole energetic space is just being filled up with all of this beautiful energy. So some other common ways, let me know in the chat if this is something you watch for. I love to watch license plates. Doesn't matter where I go, I will notice those triples, 111, 777, 444, 333. And those, if you look them up, that is one way that your angels will be trying to get in touch with you. And you can look those up and see what the spiritual meaning of those numbers are. You can also notice that there's a time that you always seem to wake up at 3:33, or you happen to look and you're always seeing the ones. That is another way for angels to get through to us. And also I think our loved ones. So this week, in particular, this past week, I asked my angels to please amp up the signs, please really get my attention. Because I was having kind of a, just kind of a, again, like I said, with the energies, it's been kind of weird and funky. Please just send me some signs that I can't possibly miss. Well, on Wednesday, I got a beautiful feather. And then on Thursday was the day that I asked for the increase, and they sent me 4 feathers. And it was, you can't make this up. It was like literally in my path, 4 different feathers. So on the shot here, you can see to the right, upper right, are the 4 feathers that I saw on my walk alone on Thursday. Now this is a path that I can go weeks and never see a single feather. So to see 4 feathers in the same walk of different sizes was amazing. And then you could see on the one on the bottom is the one that I found this morning. So 4, 5, 6 angel feathers in 1 week. That to me was just awesome and amazing. So I just want to look at the notes again. I miraculously made it to a gas station. I see the clock. Keith says I see the clock all the time. Michael says, hi, Michael. Okay, there's a story here. I was at the Monroe Institute a couple weeks ago, and I met some amazing people. And one of them is Michael, who calls himself Grumpy. And that was a really cool experience because I had an opportunity to channel for about 5 minutes. And the computer and the TV both had to be restarted because there were so many guides and angels in that room. The power was just amazing. So, hi, good to see you, Michael. And Laura says she often sees the time 11:11 or 1:11. Laura Evans, yes. And then Stacy says hers is 3:36 most nights. It doesn't have to be all the same number. It can be a mix of numbers. Thank you for sharing all that. I love that. Okay, so I want to share an experience that I shared in the book. This is Gathering at the Doorway, an anthology of signs, visits, and messages from the afterlife. This was curated by Camille Dan 2 years ago. And I was invited to include a chapter, which is chapter 33. So there's a couple of threes for you that I just love. And first of all, I want to say happy birthday to my son, Luke. It is birthday today. And I just think that it's pretty cool that the first time we go live in 10 months is today and it's on his birthday. So I feel like I'm literally birthing a new chapter in our journey together with you and the community. Well, the reason I want to bring up this book and bring up this chapter is in that chapter, I share an experience of when my son, Luke, was about 3 or 4 years old. And he got lost at a park. I was distracted with my other kid, Laura, and he managed to get away from this group of moms. We were having this little meetup, and it was the scariest time of my life. I've never experienced a fear like this. I was running, trying to figure out where my son had disappeared to. It was a big, huge park. There were trees all around, and I couldn't see him anywhere. I saw 2 swing sets. I saw one that was closer to the left, and I saw one that was straight ahead. And there was nobody to ask if they had seen my son. So I just start running, and I'm running, and I'm by myself, and I'm just like, God, please, God, please, God, please help me, please help me, please help me. And I start to veer off to one direction towards the closest swing set. And all of a sudden I hear, he's over there. Now, I didn't stop and say, where the heck did you come from? Which in my mind's eye, I remember seeing, and I saw with my eyes, I saw what appeared to be a woman with a stroller. So it was something that my mind could accept and trust in that moment. And I just took off and trusted, and he was at that second swing set. On my way back, one of the other moms had come to help me, and I said, where's that woman who was pushing a stroller? There was no other woman. I know without a doubt that that was an angel that in my time of need helped me to get my son back. And so nobody will ever, ever be able to tell me that angels aren't real and that we don't have assistance and support from the other side. So I encourage you that when we're going through a tough time, ask for assistance. We even have angels, I understand, that are, we'll say heaven, that their job is just to send us healing energy. Again, open up. Ask for that assistance. Ask for the healing energy from above, from the angels to shower down on you and just receive that beautiful energy. I also had another really cool experience before we get to the card reading and the healing. So in December of 2022, so about a year and a half ago, just a couple months after I had moved out of my house, I was at a bookstore. And I walked over to the this one shelf, and there was a book that really stood out. And it was this one. It was this book by Dr. Wayne Dyer. And the Dr. Wayne Dyer, who is now in spirit, was really instrumental when I was in my late 20s, early 30s. I listened to a lot of his, at that time, tapes and read a lot of his books. But this book really literally jumped off the shelf. In fact, I think it was put in the wrong place because I didn't see any of his other books there with him. Now, I read a couple chapters, set it down, and picked it up again this year. I wasn't ready to read it. Read through the book. Wonderful. Really enjoyed it. Was reading his memoir just the other day, and he discussed how he was writing this book while he was going through a separation with his second wife. Now, I didn't know that he had been separated from his second wife. I don't think they ever got a divorce. I think they stayed married. I don't know for sure. But he was writing this book to help him with his pain while he was going through his own personal pain of a separation. Again, I was going through that similar experience. Is that a coincidence? Maybe. I don't think so. I think I was guided, whether it was my guides or my angels, to pick up this book. So I thought that was pretty cool. And I just thought that was really cool. There's one more final thing I want to share with you. We decided to move to North Carolina. Laura and I decided to check it out on April last year. She says to me, before we actually visit here for the first time, she says to me, "Mom, did you know that North Carolina is known for mustard-based barbecue?" Nope, didn't know that. And we decided in that conversation, let's go start checking out North Carolina. Let's go see, because we're just feeling guided to go out there. Next day, I'm at the gas pump. I go to put the pump back in the dispenser. And you know how they have those talking videos at the gas pumps? All of a sudden I hear, "Number 3, North Carolina barbecue." Okay, that just blew my mind. So we have so many signs. We have so many messages that we receive. And so just like I mentioned at the beginning, on my walk this morning, when I heard, angel signs are everywhere if we just pay attention. And the reason this is so helpful is that it helps us to remember that we have so much love and we have so much support around us. All right, I'm going to just look at these messages. Happy birthday, Luke. Woohoo! Yes. Just Jules. First time I felt an angelic presence was when I sat with my grandmother in hospice. Then light appeared and I silently welcomed Raphael. She passed, found out the hospital volunteered with us was named, I can't see the rest of that, but and I think I just messed something up. Raphael. Thank you, Just Jules. Wow. Wow. And Jesse says Jesse's been getting signs of New Orleans. That is fantastic. And I've also seen someone else seeing finding pennies. So I just want to please be gentle and patient with yourself as you go through this. You're not alone. And I think part of it is just that sense that we want to feel like we have this community. And that's why we're having this live tonight, to have that sense of community, to get back in the groove, to feel that connection, and just to understand that we have so much love and support around us. Now, before I get to the card for the collective tonight, I just want to remind everybody, I am having my monthly group sound healing circle next week. If you are interested in joining us, please visit my website, lisahsnyder.com, if you want to join us. And let's pull a card for the collective tonight. So the first I'm going to pull from, in honor of angels, I'm going to pull the first one from the Angels and Auras Oracle deck by Radley Valentine. Looks like this. Okay. I just shuffled them. I'm going to spread them around. Apologize for the noise in the background. All right, so the card that I pulled is inverted, and this card is Raziel Rainbow. And this one is talking about skeptical, rigid, materialistic, and detached. Now, let me just take a look at the book really quick, because I like their book a lot, and I just want to see if there's anything that jumps out at me on this. Now, it's inverted. It's inverted, so it means it showed up upside down. And the shadow message on this says, when this card presents itself specific upside down, it asks the question, are you too focused on the material world? Perhaps you're so busy looking down at what is happening on earth that you're forgetting to, oh my gosh, you can't make this up, that you're forgetting to look upward for assistance from the divine and the angels. What is your focus? And are you truly happy with that? Or is it possible you should be looking for something more? All right, you can't make this up. This is so in line with our topic for tonight. And that is, again, remembering we have so much assistance and love around us. All right, I'm going to pull one more card. It's from the Archangel Power Tarot card, again by Radley Valentine. And the other one was by Radley Valentine and Dougal Frazier, but this one looks like this. Okay, I'm just going to pull a card really quick here. All right. Card for the collective for tonight. And the card is Four of Ariel. When you give, you also receive. Being resistant to change, extremes in how you save or spend money. I think the most important thing here is when you give, you also receive. And that especially starts with ourselves. When we give love and compassion to ourselves, we're able to extend that love and compassion to others. And when we're going through these funky times and we're having this energy that is just frustrating as heck, where we might be feeling lonely and feeling disconnected, when we are giving that love and that gentleness to ourselves, and we can extend it outward to the collective, it really will help raise the overall vibrational frequency for everybody. Okay, we are now going to, I'm just going to do a little bit of quick channeling here before we wrap things up. And wow, I'm seeing so many, I am seeing so many messages here in the comments. Wow, thank you so much for sharing. All right, let's just take some nice gentle cleansing breaths. And taking some gentle cleansing breaths is a great way to feel that connection with spirit. So let's just take some breaths in. And gently release out any stress or tension that we may be carrying here. Imagine that breath is coming up to the from the base of your spine and all the way up and out the top of your head, and just gently release all that which is ready to be released, surrounding the session with all who are present with the beautiful golden white light. Let's envision our hearts connected and connected with divine source of love and light, which truly connects us all, and setting the intention that in your sacred space and also for this channeled message, that we are inviting in and working with only the highest possible vibrational frequency of divine source of love and light. Thank you. Lots of angels have joined us this evening. Can you feel them around you? And so now what I see, I'm seeing angels with their wings extended and outward, and it is symbolic of all the love and the energy that is supporting us. And so they're asking us to invite in the love they're spreading from their hearts to ours, inviting that loving energy into our hearts. And now I'm seeing what looks like rings. So what they're seeing is like they're taking, if you can imagine their halos, like the rings, ring halos, but what they're doing here is they're tossing them like the ring toss. And what they're saying here is they're asking us to have more playfulness, bring in some playfulness and joy. So even though, you know, you look at the halo and you think of the angels, you think, oh, serious angels. No, they're asking us to really play, bring in the play and the laughter and the joy. Because as we're bringing this play, the laughter and the joy, it's going to help to shift and move these energies. So now they're asking us to go into our throat here, and they're asking us to very, very gently imagine a beautiful, what looks like just waves on the ocean or the sea. And it's a very, very gentle, calming waves, and the waves are going to come into our throat area. And just imagine that that is just kind of calming the whole area and just clearing and bathing all around the throat area. Now I see the circle of angels have surrounding our circle, and they are supporting us, and they're loving us, and they're asking us to remember that they are available. All we have to do is ask. ask for the signs. Ask to be made aware of those signs. Ask for clarity and ask for the blocks to be released. Let's take some more nice, gentle cleansing breaths in. Start at the base of your spine. Bring that all the way up to the top of your head. Energetic release and bathe that out over the top of your head and just all around your energetic space. Now bring in Mother Earth's beautiful green healing energy into your core or into the base of your spine, excuse me. Bring that all the way up to the top of your head and imagine that green healing energy is filtering all around. Bringing the cosmic energy of love and light from source, bringing that down your back, up your front, down your arms, your wrists, your hands, and fingertips. Bringing that cosmic energy up and out the top of your head and filtering that all around your energetic space. Now let's bring in Mother Earth's grounding energy and really feel that in the base of your spine. Really setting the intention of being grounded, centered, and balanced. Please remember, we are fully supported. We are fully protected and we are fully loved. It has been such a joy to join you in the community again. I look forward to seeing you again, probably next month. Lots of videos out there that I'm uploading. So feel free to follow me on YouTube and turn on those notifications to get little doses of meditations and channeled messages that I'm sharing with the collective. Thank you so much for joining me today. So much love and so much blessings. Bye-bye.